From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Angela Merkel has won a fourth term as Germany's chancellor in a federal election where the outcome seemed inevitable since the start of the campaigning. But her ruling Christian Democrats got a lower share of the vote than predicted, and Germany's far-right populists surged, securing a bigger vote than most pollsters forecast. Still, RMIT University Europe scholar Bruce Wilson thinks Merkel's win was quite an accomplishment.
This is a fourth successive election victory for Angela Merkel in very difficult times. And when you look at the turmoil and the uncertainty in other parts of Europe and indeed in my own country, Australia, to have such a consistent and stable leadership of the nation through four separate electoral periods is a remarkable thing.
After the political disorder in London that followed Britain's vote to leave the European Union, and the turmoil in the United States, President Trump's first months in office, many Germans told reporters they were in no mood to gamble, so they favored Merkel. Three UN peacekeepers were killed, five wounded by an explosive device detonated as they escorted a convoy in Mali. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but similar devices have been used by Al-Qaeda. Attacks on UN forces have made MINUSMA the world's body's deadliest peacekeeping force. Russian Defense Ministry has announced one of its military leaders was killed. It happened while fighting the Islamic State in Syria. General Valery Osipov was serving as an advisor to Syrian government troops in the operation for the liberation of the city Deir ez-Zor. This is VOA News. Suicide bomber has struck a NATO convoy in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, wounding at least three. Taliban insurgency took credit for plotting that attack. Its spokesman claimed a convoy of American military was targeted, destroying several vehicles and inflicting heavy casualties. Iraqi Kurds voting today in an independence referendum that is widely expected to be approved while facing objection from the government in Baghdad as well as neighboring countries and the United States. Iraqi Kurdish President Masoud Barzani has defended the referendum by revisiting old grievances between Baghdad and Iraqi Kurdistan. Barzani also tried to reassure regional powers and the rest of the world the referendum will not destabilize the region. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is expected to announce an election for next month to take advantage of improved ratings for his party. Reuters' Samantha Vadas reporting.
Abe's ratings have jumped from around 30% to 50% in just 2 months. His image as a strong leader at a time of increasing worry over Pyongyang, boosting his popularity and overshadowing criticism for suspected cronyism scandals that eroded his support earlier this year. Abe is expected to announce a vote on October 22nd and is likely to promise spending on education and childcare while staying tough on Pyongyang. The Prime Minister is gambling that his ruling party can keep its lower house majority, and a weekend survey by the Nikkei Business Daily suggests that's a likely outcome, with 44% of voters leaning towards his Liberal Democratic Party versus just 8% for the main opposition.
Reuters' Samantha Vadas reporting. President Trump has signed a document prohibiting the entry of citizens from 8 countries, including North Korea, Venezuela, Iran, Chad, Libya, Syria, Yemen, and Somalia. Mr. Trump's previous travel ban was subject of court challenges. Then the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the order could take effect with restrictions. David Beer is an analyst with the Cato Institute.
The Supreme Court ultimately held that it could go into partial effect, but not full effect. We're talking about a very small portion of the overall population who was initially the targets of the executive order.
The White House says the travel ban was always intended to be temporary. They say giving the Department of Homeland Security here in Washington time to gather information and report on the screening of foreign travelers. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah! My Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across the African continent will come knocking on your doors, so I want you to relax, because today again I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on days. Later on the show, Lorise Monsieur Saba, a Liberian fashion designer, is going to be my guest, so stay tuned for that. But right now, let me start off with the sound of Mori Kante from the Republic of Guinea, and this is Yeke Yeke. And this one is going out to all my friends on board the Fusion, especially for you, Jebe Taufik. I know you're listening to the African Beat right now and you love this song, Yeke Yeke. So I'm going to play it right for you. And right after that, Agogo by Jane Peters from Sierra Leone, and Conquer the World by Youssou N'Dour featuring Akon from Senegal. But let's take it to the top right now with Yeke Yeke, the sound of Mori Kante.
Let's talk about African music. Our rhythms, beats, and instruments. Our styles are just so priceless. We'll make you dance like a boneless. You wanna dance? Come to Africa. Come to Freetown for your agogo. Go to Senegal for your daga. Hit the whole West for your high life. Talk about beautiful instruments. Instruments that will make you feel the groove. Wanna see beautiful people. African guys are the best, no contest. Oh, 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 oh. Sweet African music. Oh, oh, oh. All about African music. African music. African music. African music. African music.
Michael, you're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
The World by Youssou N'Dour featuring Akon from Senegal, and before that Sierra Leonean born Jane Peters in Agogo, and Yeke Yeke by Morikante. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Van here in Washington. Remember to join me and my guest later on, Loris Monsieur Saba, a Liberian fashion designer. She will be my guest right here. I'm David Van Dee, and I'll be right back.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back. The African beat on the Voice of America. Cameroon, the Queen of Bamenda, Naomi Achu, comes in this time with It's My Life. And right after that, the Wayo People by Timaya of Nigeria and Uwomonshi by Christopher of Rwanda. But It's My Life right now by Naomi Achu of Cameroon.
It's my life.
Christopher of Rwanda. Before that, Wayo People by Timaya of Nigeria, and It's My Life by Naomi Achu from Cameroon. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vande here in Washington. Stay tuned to this program. When I come back, my guest, Laurice Monsieur Saba, a Liberian fashion designer, will be here to talk to you about her designing skills.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vande.
Alright, African Beat listeners, welcome one more time to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guest today is Laurice Monsieur Saba. Yeah, and she is from Liberia. Welcome to The African Beat, Laurice.
Thank you, David.
Let's enjoy this day, okay? We're going to have fun, we're going to enjoy it, and your people out there are going to be listening to you.
Yeah.
And they want you to tell them exactly about all what you do. So just before we get into that, can you just tell the people who Laurice Monsieur Saba actually is?
Okay, I'm Laurice Monsieur Saba. I'm a designer from Liberia. One of Liberia's best designers. Yes, won awards at that too, though.
Okay. So you know when I look at you and they say you're a designer, it's like you were cut out for that.
Yes.
You know, you were specially designed by God to design for people.
Yes, David.
Don't you think so?
Yes, true.
Good. So now let's talk about how you got into designing. Because, you know, these days, you know, especially when we're growing up as kids in Africa, all what our parents want is for us to become lawyers and doctors.
Yeah.
You know, Now when you say, oh, I want to do tailoring, let's put it that way, locally,
yes,
that's
yes.
the way we'll call it. I want to do tailoring.
Right.
Are you crazy? What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Do you think that's why I'm paying my money for you to go to school?
My mom said that.
Your mom said
yeah.
that? Is she listening?
She's listening.
Well, Mama, she is one of the best right now that Liberia can boast of.
Yes, of
so
course.
So tell me, how did you actually get into it?
Okay, it started 2008 when I came back from the war, from Ghana. And my mom's like, what are you doing now? I said, like, I want to go into designing. Mm-hmm. She's like, but now they don't have any designing school here. So I was like, but I'm going to check around. So we went, we look around, and then they had one. But at that time, they had it for after the war rehabilitation place people can go to learn.
Okay.
So I was like, Mommy, I can do it. She said, no. I said, no, I can do it. And I was there every day.
Hmm.
Yeah, and I did a one-year program. And from there, 2008, I started my business.
So you actually went into designing at a place that was cut out for, like, people who have been in the war, that were
yes.
being rehabilitated
yes, because,
to go back into society.
Yes, because at that time, we didn't have any faction school. We didn't have anywhere that I could go to learn.
And today, you stand out as one of the best designers
yes.
in Liberia.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I am so proud of you.
Thank you, David.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so now your clothing line is called Monsieur Couture. Okay, now tell me, what kind of outfits do you actually design?
I make ready-to-wear outfit, and I design for my clients. So I do casual, I do formal, I do evening wear. I do a lot of, like, I design for my clients on occasion level.
Okay.
Yes.
So they'll come and tell you exactly what they want?
No, they tell me exactly. Like, I have different kinds of clients. I have a client that will come and tell me exactly what they want. I have a client that will come and tell me exactly where they're going, that
okay.
they want me to design
and
for
you
them.
You can design for them?
Yes.
Ooh.
I have the clients. And this is how I built my brand. Because what made it so easy for me was that when my clients come, I know exactly what fit them. So it was like, oh, damn, I have no worries. I'm just going to drop my fabric or I'm just going to go to Monsieur and then she can do exactly what I want.
So that sounds good. And a lot of people are coming to you because normally we would say in Africa, we love foreign stuff.
Yeah.
We love things that come from abroad. So how are you coping with that? How is the competition coming? Because people will say, oh, no, this one is locally made. Whether it is designed by whoever, I don't care. But I'm going for the brand that is coming from overseas.
Yeah. The advantage I have is that I take the African prints, I turn it. I don't do the typical, what you have, the culture stuff. It's like I design it to the way they will like it. Like, I take the African prints and mix it a little bit with the European
okay.
stuff. So I don't do the exact African stuff, but it's, when you see it,
when
you know
you see it, you know it's
yeah,
African.
It's African.
Okay.
But the most important part, I make it to fit the body.
So if I walk into your store now, I say, I'm going, I have a show, I'm a master of ceremony, and I'm going to host Miss Africa, USA, and I need you to look at me and get me something that will make the crowd go wow.
I know exactly what to put on you, David.
Yeah.
I know exactly what the color that goes with your skin tone, the color that what you wear with your matches your height and everything. So I know exactly what to design for you.
Whoa. So should I be expecting one to come for me?
Yeah, sure. I'll take a measurement before I leave. Sure.
So that sounds good to me. All right, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. The beautiful voice that you're hearing there is Loris Monsieur Saba of Monsieur Couture. That is straight from Liberia, and she is a master designer. She can design for you. Just let her know where you're going, what the occasion is, and she can cut you to fitting. All right, the African Beat on the Voice of America. And, you know, I talk to Loris, I say, you like music? You say, well, I'm not a music person. I said, what? You don't like to dance? Well, occasionally I'm being caught up with my work. I said, then you need to get a life. You need to get a life, baby.
Yeah.
But anyway, she gave me a song that she liked. She called this one Drink on Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drink on Me by my boy. Oh, my. He has something. That Kubazi, you know, he's one young man from Liberia that I'm just crazy about.
Yeah.
I'm crazy about him. And so we're going to play this song right now by Kubazi, Drink on Me. Kubazi, wherever you are right now, enough respect to you, my boy. All right. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. When I come back, we'll be talking again to Laurie. So stay tuned and don't go away.
Hello, my boy. See. You can take it. Bring it into your army. You can even call your friends if you drink on me. You can drink it into your army. Yeah. Money by here, Kabakia na. Money by here, Kabakia na. Yeah. Money by here, Kabakia na. Money by here, Kabakia na. Hello, Sonina, I wanna hold you. I respect the fact that you got everything on your own. I'm not trying to brag about anything I do for you, girl. Promise I'll be front, dunk to dunk. The feeling giving me is deja vu. Girl, you running with the dunk on the young. I'm the one you come calling you.
Promise I'll be front, dunk to dunk. The feeling giving me is deja vu. Are you running with the dumb cardio? I'm the one you come running with.
Oh, yeah. You can take it to the army. You can take it to the army. You can drink it to the army.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can even call your friends again.
Show and my guest again is Laurie Monsieur Saba from Liberia. She is a designer. So what are you doing here in the United States?
Okay, I was invited by Jonda for the Runway Liberia 3rd edition. So she invited me, and I took the opportunity. I came to showcase.
And display some of your work?
Yes, a lot. Mm. Yeah, I display a lot. I display like 10 outfits. Yeah, and then it was nice.
It was nice. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. So do you have people working for you?
Yeah, I have a lot of people work for me.
Okay.
Yes, I have close to 13 tailors that work for me, one designer, and I have one manager, and from, of course, the CEO.
Of course. I know. And so these days, women are taking over leadership.
Yeah.
And so you being a leader right now, how would you encourage young girls that have been going through some struggles in life to look at themselves and see that they can still make it? How would you encourage them?
I will encourage them because from the beginning of my life, my journey as a designer, I didn't have the privilege to get out of Liberia to go into designing. I made use of what I had to do my designing. So I will tell them that you can do whatever you want to do if you put your mind to it. And I went to that designing school for the less privileged, for rehabilitation people. And then in the end, I was able to be the best designer. So I learned from my tailors. I learned from the people that I work with. They improve me. So I can tell anybody, you can do whatever you want to do if you put your mind to it.
Put your mind to it.
Yes,
yeah.
You can definitely do it. It's not about you going to the best school. It started all 2008,
my
journey.
It's not the coat that matters, but
no,
the man in the coat.
Yes. It started 2008 when I first opened my shop. I was afraid, but then it was just a gift from God, because it's just a favor that rested upon me, that when people walk into my shop, be it like anybody high and mighty, they was just listening to me and then looking at me, designing for representative, designing for people out there in society. It was just the grace of God.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And I know there was going to be some great competitions, because most times, like when we talk about, like I said, locally, we have the tailors. Most of them are men, and they look at this young lady just coming
yeah.
up, and she did not say, oh, this rehabilitation center that was open was not for people like me,
of course.
You wanted to learn.
I
applaud the fact that you said, I did not get out of Liberia. You don't have that opportunity. You never had that opportunity to get out of Liberia, to come to America, to say
no.
You go to the best designing schools.
No.
You made use of what you had at the moment.
And I went there religiously. I went there every day.
You said you were afraid. What were you afraid of?
I was afraid when I just opened my business, because I had a lot of people who been in the business for a long time. I had them coming at me like, you're too small for this. You can't do this. It was like, oh God, how am I going to get
clients?
Oh,
they're telling you that you can't do it.
Yeah, I had people discouraging me from the beginning, but I took it as I can do it, because whatever I put my mind to in my life, I can do it. And I did it, and I'm still doing it. And
wow.
I'm the best still.
I like that confidence. And I am the best. You know, I have a slogan. I say it's good to be good.
Yeah.
When you are good, nobody needs to tell you you are good. You know within yourself.
So you're good.
You feel it that you're good. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, David.
And, you know, this is getting interesting. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guest now is Lorese Monsieur Saba, right there, a designer from Liberia. And she says, I am the best. And she believes that she's the best. And she knows that she's the best. And that is why she says it with confidence, that you are the best.
Yeah, David.
So, I know you've worked for a lot of people in big positions. And what about people maybe who cannot afford much? How do you do for them?
I have different categories of my clientele. I have, because it's business, you always have to have, although sometimes the high and mighty comes in once in a while, but you always have to be able to have the low cost to be able to have that money, that turnover in your business is business. So I have different categories. I have the high and mighty, I have people, the middle class, and I have down there. I still cater to all of them.
That's good.
I have passion for it. Sometimes it's not the money, but it's the passion, I have. Yeah.
And those people will take the word out there.
Yes, yes.
You know, they will definitely take the word. You know, when you design for them and they come and they can afford it.
Yeah.
They will definitely take the message out there.
Yes.
Well, I just want to say thank you so very much, Lorese. It's been a pleasure having you here.
You're welcome,
and,
baby.
And I am looking forward to my own kind of I don't know what you're going to design.
I'll design
just that
for you,
I'll be
David.
Hosting Miss Africa USA very soon. So when
okay.
you go back to Liberia,
let me know.
And let's see what will come in.
Definitely, I'll design
and
for
I will
you.
Tell
definitely.
And I will tell America that this was designed in Africa.
In Liberia. Yeah. Definitely.
All right. Any message for your people that are listening to you right now?
Okay, what I have to say to young girls coming up in Liberia, you can do whatever you put your mind to do. You can be whoever you want to be. It was like coming to this side, I was like, is it me really getting out of my comfort zone? You know, but sometimes it's good at times to get out of your comfort zone to become a better you. Mm-hmm. So you can do whatever you want to do, Liberian people, Liberian young girls. You
all
can
right.
do whatever you want, put your mind to do,
whatever
David.
Whatever you want to do, just put your mind to it. You can do it. Okay, this is your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guest is Lorese Monsieur Saba, a designer from Liberia, who is here in the United States and bumped into my VOA studios for a short talk. And so I want to thank you all for listening to The African Beat. Stay tuned and don't go away. But now I'll play you my favorite song from Takum J. I love this beat and I just want everybody to enjoy it. Enjoy the song, you know, but you listen to the lyrics because it's very, very important. I'm David Vandy and I'll be right back.
I'm keeping it official by the launching of a missile. You got a trickle, make sure she beneficial. Get ready for the down rock down. I'm a boosh by boom. L I B rest about the color of the sound. Hit four, bring it down with the shadow sound. She do my plan, so I do my own. And she wants us to get my needle off and tell her that I won't like you. Say, well, ain't I right? Ain't I right? And you know that ain't I right? He said I was crazy because I had a love. She left, he said I was Larry. But I took my own time, I had a story in my palm. But in my whole heart, brother, I swear I was feeling. She used to come before me, stop me car every evening. Where you going at? When your father asked me, tell him Takum J said hi. And all of a sudden, the cameraman pulled up with his ride. And I was like, bye. And all the time, I'm a brother, I swear I was blind. She used to leave me and carry on a funny line. But I kept it to myself because I feel that she's my lover. Then not because I left her there, she my time made me suffer. And I'm right. Ain't you know that I ain't right? Ain't I right? Ain't I right? Yeah, I'm telling you. With some junior boy, yeah, she a ball kid. My tent to the side, my eye, all up well high. No way for me, no high. So I jump in the cab and throw the camel in the drive. She get bo, bo, bo. I bought it, I broke. I say, camel, let go. She think we gonna over. Camel say, oh no, my man, I went right left. And you went straight back. I say, yeah, but it not right. I started thinking to myself, it not right. I should call me a rogue. 99 day for a rogue. One day for a master, they did the reggae, guess me, my son would be your bastard. She get the whole community chasing after me like a roll. They yelling, bro, 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 I bought it, I roll, bro, bro, yo, let catch that roll. They yelling, bro, 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 I bought it, I roll, that one there with the da-da, yo, let me catch that guy.
That's what she do, I want her, I do my own, and she wants her, she get my need to her friend, telling them that when I used to have her, but ain't I right? And you know that ain't I right? They love that so fast. That the only way for you to share is showing love. You're trunking me with over, beating me with goosebumps. Yeah, I your man, mine. Treat me like dog, man. Yeah, you
USA, you know, my cat, they think I'm cool. The way you slap me the other night, I almost fool. You came in the kind of habit that will always make me cry. You see me among my friends, you just cause my daddy, or in I'm cool. I gave you full money, you go, and not gave me food.
That won't be, she not gave you food. Then I think I'm cool. Now she acting like my two, she got me eating street food. But it started with food, with your feet, barbecue. Next thing I know, I eating fresh feet, prostitute. Now I got a bar, I be from a bar, I did do. Then I write. See my real confetti, got you be eating later night. Now she got me kissing, sleeping way and red light. Then I write. Me and BT, me and day and night. Then I write. And you know that, then I write, then I write.
She get my need to her friend telling them that I'm not used to her, ain't I right? And you know that ain't I right? Ain't I right? I have my need in balance, still ain't got no feeling, all the feel. But the mean thing that had me bet it went in pain still, ain't I right?
Ain't I right?
And you know that ain't I right?
I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
The African beat on The Voice of America. Now let's take this old school piece of music, Paquita by Roshiro Tabule of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Enjoy it.
Paquita, fidele yo, que volvas pronto. Paquita, gracias, gracias, tu clava es mi. Paquita, fidele yo, que volvas.
Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And a big thank you to my guest, Lawrence Monsieur Saba from Liberia, for that wonderful interview. Till then, I am David Van Heer in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Paquita, para bien, que tu madre te garda, oh. Estoy a tu espera, quiero que creces pronto. Paquita, gracias, gracias, tu clava es mi. Paquita, fidele yo, que volvas pronto. Paquita, gracias, gracias, tu clava es mi. Paquita, fidele yo, que volvas pronto. Thank you.